Hey man, DJ Hippie on the air. Bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, of the classic vinyl era. For when you're in that special kind of mood. Far out, man, far out. That gosh darn hippie show, the grooviest thing to hear on your radio. And welcome to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. I'm your host, DJ Hippie. This week, lovely listeners, we have a little something for everyone. Do you like the Brady Bunch? We got something for you. Appreciate the colorful? We got something for you. A fan of obscure Beatles records sung completely in German? We got something for you, too. But to open our show this week, we've got the Jackson 5 and Give Me One More Chance coming up next.
Trying to shine to let your love. aucun prétexte, je ne veux avoir de réflexe malheureux. Il faut que tu m'expliques un peu mieux comment te dire adieu. Mon cœur de silex vit de bon feu, ton cœur de pyrex résiste au feu. Je suis bien perplexe, je ne peux me résoudre aux adieux.
Bien qu'un ex, amour n'a pas de chance, ou si peu. Mais pour moi, une explication vaudrait mieux.
Sous aucun prétexte, je ne veux devant toi sur ex poser mes yeux. Derrière un Kleenex, j'en saurais mieux comment te dire adieu. Te diras-tu?
Tu as mis à l'index nos nuits blanches, nos matins gris bleus. Mais pour moi, une explication vaudrait mieux.
Sous aucun prétexte, je ne veux devant toi sur ex poser mes yeux. Derrière un Kleenex, je saurai mieux comment te dire adieu. Comment te dire adieu. Comment te dire adieu.
Now look, fellas, Marcia, Jan, and Cindy are all part of our family.
Here's the story of sitcom life.
Greg's gonna be famous.
Max the husband.
Greg, I want to see you in my den.
Carol's the wife.
You know, I think kids today are too grown up to get involved in such childish behavior.
TV's favorite family, Florence Henderson has personality.
Greg.
Peter, Bobby, Greg, Marcia, Cindy, Jan. Alice got her meat from Butcher Sam. They drive me Brady. Ooh, ooh. Three boys, three girls. Ooh, ooh. They drive me Brady, the youngest one in curls.
Alice, could you get us some tea, please?
Oh. Tea and cookies coming right up.
The next question is, why are you running a motel for goats?
Well, it's a special goat.
You wait till your mother finds out.
The Brady Girls. I'm obsessed. Marcia's got a nice pair of sisters.
Greg!
They drive me Brady.
Leave me never.
The only
That was The Kinks and All Day and All the Night playing for you here on Icosaurus and Hippie Show. Previously, Guns N' Moses with They Drive Me Brady played as well. We also had Françoise Hardy with Comment Te Dire Adieu, or translated into English, How to Say Goodbye. That one was from 1968, and is a French cover of the song It Hurts to Say Goodbye, written by Arnold Golland. The French lyrics, however, were provided by Serge Gainsbourg. Before then, we had Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Crimson and Clover from their 1981 album I Love Rock and Roll. We have more music coming for you soon, but first we have a few messages. Don't go away, that Gastro and Hippie Show will be right back after this.
I am autistic. I work, I play, I have dreams and goals. I can speak for myself. I need help, but doesn't everybody? You've probably heard things about autism that make you nervous, but not all of what you've heard is true. Why don't you get to know me and learn the facts about autism? Learn more at AutismAcceptanceMonth.com.
Presenting the further adventures of everybody's favorite hero, the man who is faster than lightning, stronger than steel, smarter than a speeding bullet. It's Super Grover!
Hello there. I am Grover. And you're listening to That Sweet Hippie Show with DJ Hippie. Yes? Is that all? Okay, thank you.
Many cultures have put a great importance on color. Whenever it's green for envy, red for anger, or yellow for happiness, we really just seem to love having color in our lives. We have a block of songs relating to different colors, starting with Dinosaur Jr. and Green Mine.
A picture of things a certain way, then go back to it another day. The green mine said it's okay. Cause you know where they're gonna be. All you have to do is come with me. It's cool, they're probably asleep. On the outside. Thank you.
your blue dress. Put on your blue dress. When you kiss me, I shiver. Put on your blue dress. Oh, Juanita, my sweet Juanita. Oh, Juanita, my dearest one. Put on your white dress and we'll walk down the aisle. Put on your white dress. Put on your white dress. When you say I do, I'll smile. Put on your white dress. My sweet Juanita. Oh, Juanita. My only one.
That was I Can Sing a Rainbow, Love is Blue by the Dells, playing for you here on that Gosh Darn Hippie Show, and ending our block of songs about colors. We also had Procol Harum with A Whiter Shade of Pale. You know, the title of that one came from band member Keith Reed attending a party where he overheard someone using the phrase. Really interesting how one can find inspiration anywhere, huh? Half Japanese also played before then with Red Dress from 1988. We have the Oracle coming up next, but first we have a few quick messages to get through. Don't touch that dial. That Gosh Darn Hippie Show will be right back after this.
Except no substitutes. That Gosh Darn Hippie Show is made with 100% real sound waves. If you aren't getting 100% real sound waves, you're not listening to a real radio show.
You're listening to the grooviest of radio shows. That Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie. far out.
And now for the Oracle Oracle.
Hey dude, I'm the Oracle Oracle, and this is my segment, the Oracle Oracle, here to tell your distinct future. This week's horoscope is for Leo. Leo, let me tell you something. Dressing up as an adult is way more fun than it is as a kid. I know. Your parents and all your friends may have made fun of you for dressing up as Donna from Mamma Mia. But nowadays, with Marvel movies being at the top of the charts and anime being a common genre in households, everybody's a nerd. No matter who you dress up as now, there's always going to be someone that thinks you look sick as heck. Costumes can give you a second face that allows you to explore things you can't with your first face. If you're dressed up as your everyday self, then people already know what you're gonna do. But if you dress up as Indiana Jones, you can be a super smart professor who goes on a lot of Nazi punching adventures. Just make sure you don't accidentally create a costume chimera that seeks to consume all articles of clothing. Trust me, it doesn't go over well. This has been the Oracle Oracle, bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, horoscopes to your ears. See you later, dude.
And speaking of costumes, we have Joe Dassin and Le Costume Blanc, or the title translated into English, The White Costume, coming up next.
Elle se tit plat devant la glace de sa loge, une serviette autour du cou. Ce type-là, je le regarde bien en face et je ne le reconnais pas, mais pas du tout. Le baladin de tout à l'heure, qui chantait sous les projecteurs, il redevient Monsieur Intel, qui va rentrer dans son hôtel. Voici le décor à l'envers, l'autre côté de la lumière, sur une chaise, un costume blanc. Une chanson déjà oubliée, et sur les murs de la cité, les restes de publicité qui volent au vent. Le magicien qui a fini son numéro range ses cartes et son lapin. Et moi je rentre ma guitare et mon lasso, et je me rentre dans ma peau jusqu'à demain. Un steak au buffet de la gare, avec les visiteurs du soir, et un whisky pour le moral, dans une boîte couleur locale. Voici le décor à l'envers, l'autre côté de la lumière, sur une chaise, un costume blanc. Une chanson déjà oubliée, et sur les murs de la cité, des restes de publicité qui vole au vent. Et ce type-là qui se réveille sans savoir dans quelle vie il a dormi. Ce type-là, je le retrouve tous les soirs et je n'arrive pas à croire que c'est bien lui. Le baladin, l'illusionniste, qui va refaire son tour de piste. J'ai devant moi Monsieur Intel, un simple client de l'hôtel. Voici le décor à l'envers, l'autre côté de la lumière, sur une chaise, un costume blanc. Une chanson déjà oubliée, et sur les murs de la cité, des restes de publicité qui volent au vent.
Your love
is the only love I
I've ever known. That keeps me wanting so much more. I thought there was nothing I had missed, and I thought I knew the meaning of a lover's kiss. You turned me inside out. Is that velvet touch that thrills me so?
Thrills me so.
How much you'll never, never, never know. When we're alone, when we're alone, when we're alone, sometimes things that are wrong seem oh so right. Darling, please hold me tight. You turned me inside out. You taught me what love was about. And that's why I'll always love you.
I'm gonna keep on telling my friends about the situation and the shape I'm in. I'm gonna keep on telling my friends all about the situation and the shape I'm in. Yeah. Girl, it won't take much time, no. If you take the love that I give, you'll be so glad you did. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep on telling my friends all about the situation and the shape I'm in. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna keep on telling my friends all about the situation and the shape I'm in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put your
That was Billy Preston and John Henry playing for you here on that Gostar and Hippie Show. Blinky's I'll Always Love You also played as well. Blinky is most known for singing with Edwin Starr on the album Just We Two, but she has a number of songs that she recorded on her own as well. We have our last block of songs coming up soon, along with Pixels Arcade, but first we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away, we'll be right back after these messages.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are. It is of my opinion that it is.
Hey man, it's that Gangster on Hippie Show with DJ Hippie.
And now it's time to plug in the Pixels Arcade.
Hi, I'm Pixel, and welcome to my arcade where you can find only the right bits of trivia, no tokens needed. Today we're going to dwell in some dungeons, traverse past some traps, and, ace some acrobatics in Prince of Persia. Released in 1989 on the Apple II, Prince of Persia is an action-adventure platforming game where you, a prince, have to escape the palace dungeon and reach the tower in order to save the princess and defeat a wizard named Jafar. Yes, I said Jafar. You can't make this stuff up. I had a fun time with this game, but the whole skidding to a stop thing after you run a bit really messes me up. And my controller must have been broken because I had a hard time making jumps in some places. Yeah, it was my controller. Oh, but the game's animations are incredibly smooth and fluid. But how do they do it? Well, game developer Jordan Mechner wanted the player character's movements to be as lifelike as possible. So he videotaped his brother, David, performing the actions and then used an animation technique called rotoscoping to put each frame of movement into the game. Rotoscoping is basically taking live-action footage and tracing over it. This produces fluid, realistic animation, and man, does it look amazing! And for the sword fighting segments, the final duel from the 1938 movie The Adventures of Robin Hood was used for the game. Hey, you learned two things today, video game trivia and animation trivia. Anyway, this has been Pixel of Pixels Arcade, wishing you the best of luck in your gaming adventures, have fun, and remember to play fair.
And from the DOS version of the game, we have the epilogue by Francis Metner and Michael Barrett.
Thank you.
That was the Beatles and Come Give Near Thine Hand, an official German version of I Wanna Hold Your Hand that the band recorded. Brian Epstein, their manager, was the one who suggested to record the song in German to sell more records there. And the band already knew a little German from when they first started off and were playing in the red light district of Hamburg, so I think that worked out pretty well. It's a neat little recording we get to have. We're coming up to our last song, also relating to the Beatles, is Whimsical Will and A Day in the Life. Special thanks to Bree Norton, Stephen Grimes, Jared Harrell, Kale Carroza, Caleb Lindsay, Rania Murdoch, and Francis Bird. Have a groovy weekend. This is DJ Hippie, signing out.
Good day, sunshine! Here comes the sun and I feel fine. I am the walrus and this is my pet Rocky Raccoon. I was back in the USSR about the time of Revolution No. 9, where this boy spent many a hard day's night in a yellow submarine under Sergeant Pepper till I got my ticket to ride. I live on Penny Lane now, where I work 8 days a week as a paperback writer for Mean Old Mr. Mustard. I was just over in my octopus's garden fixing a hole with Maxwell's silver hammer because I'm a day tripper, and if I fell, I'm down. Yesterday was my birthday, and lovely Rita, she came in through the bathroom window, but I saw her standing there. Ain't she sweet, and I love her. We can eat wild honey pie when I'm 64, but on this birthday, money, that's what I want. You never give me your money. Instead, Dizzy Miss Lizzie gives me an old brown shoe. Oh, darling, I don't want to spoil the party, but hello, goodbye. She said, we can work it out, but I should have known better. Girl, you know my name. Look up the number. I'll follow the sun. I'll drive my car down the long and winding road where a blackbird took me to a Lady Madonna concert. It was her magical mystery tour, a benefit for Mr. Kite. Oh, that was nowhere, man. I thought I'd have to walk through the strawberry fields forever in the rain, when wait, I've just seen a face. It was the fool on the hill in the middle of the Norwegian wood. Hey, Jude, he said, do you want to know a secret? Obladee, obladaw. I'm looking through you, I said. You won't see me. Tell me why, I demanded. No reply. Oh, that was something. Now I want to get back, but I've come too far across the universe for that. I've looked here, there, and everywhere for Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, but she's leaving home. I'll cry instead while my guitar gently weeps. It won't be long with a little help from my friends. So, if you see that blackbird, let it be. Pay the tax, man, and carry that weight. When it all seems helter-skelter, don't twist and shout. It'll come together in the end. In my life, happiness is a warm gun. All you need is love. Baby, you're a rich man, and your bird can sing. I want to hold your hand. Please, please me. Don't let me down. Help.
You've been listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show, copyright 2021 by Kiki Willows. Comments by the host or guests do not represent the views of this radio station. For more content, go to mixcloud.com/DJHippie.
someday I'm gonna make a mine.